This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not just high school seniors who check their email obsessively this time of year. College seniors, law school hopefuls in particular, are eager for news of their futures too. And for the bright young students who get in, the thrill comes with the cold reality of tens, perhaps even $100,000 worth of student loan debt. Trevor Morrison has a thrill of his own this spring. The Columbia Law School professor is going to become the dean of NYU Law School this coming June. Trevor Morrison, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So congratulations, first of all, on the new gig, but I do kind of have to wonder whether this is an opportune time to be the dean of a law school. I mean, there's lots of lawyers out there. Salaries aren't necessarily holding up. It's expensive.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled and really deeply honored to be coming aboard at NYU. But you're right. This is a challenging time for legal education and the legal profession more broadly. I think one thing that excites me so much about joining NYU is how well positioned it is to address those challenges.
What about, though, kids like, say, me, who was a solid B student coming out of college, did fair to not so good on the LSATs, on the law boards? And yet still has to pony up quite a bit of money to get that law degree, should I want to, from a not-such-a-name institution.
You know, I think I'm going to resist giving prescriptions for what law school applicants or potential law school applicants across the country should do, what decisions they should make. I wouldn't presume to speak for that. I guess the way I would put it is the decision whether to go to law school at all and the decision whether to pursue a legal education at a place like NYU, if one is afforded that opportunity, are just not the same decisions.
What's your obligation as the dean of this law school or the incoming dean of this law school to make sure your students are employable?
I think that's certainly part of what any law school should understand to be part of its mission. And the goal is not simply to find jobs for our graduates, but to help them pursue the employment they most want to pursue. And so that moves across the private sector, of course. And in particular at NYU, we have a longstanding tradition of excellence in public interest work.
I wonder along those lines, actually, whether, and just looking at your background, I mean, you've done a bunch of clerkships. You clerked for Justice Ginsburg on the Supreme Court, which is admirable. But I wonder whether students now, with the debt load they have coming out, are having to choose corporate law and its remunerative powers versus the kind of law that actually might be of the greater public good.
Well, I think one can see public good in all manner of legal work, private sector and public sector alike. There can be greater challenges for people who want to pursue careers in areas that tend to be less remunerative than the private sector. At NYU, all graduates working in public interest related jobs with income of $80,000 a year or less can qualify for 100% loan repayment assistance through the law school.
Is being a lawyer still a good job, do you think, writ large?
Absolutely. One thing I learned during my most recent time in government, in the White House, a very high percentage of the people I worked with each day had as their underlying professional training a legal education. You can tell the same story about an incredible wide variety of career paths for people with legal education in the private sector. So, yeah, I think the value proposition of a legal education, of a top-level legal education, is clear and really has never been clearer.
Trevor Morrison, he will in June become the new dean of the law school at New York University. Dean, here I was going to call you Dean Morrison. I think that's
a little early.
Trevor, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.